Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger. This is the Big Scary News for episode 290. And, unfortunately, we're going to start with some sad news from the Hexed Haunted Attraction in Elliston, Virginia. We are incredibly saddened by the loss of our beautiful friend, Elizabeth Dameron, who passed away on August 19th at the too young age of 22. She spent many years with us at Hexed, a very versatile actor filled with many talents and love. Liz was the person everyone wanted to be or the person everyone wanted in their life, full of positive light always. I don't think there are enough words in the universe to describe how amazing a person she was. We are extraordinarily grateful for getting to meet and spend time with Liz throughout the years. This is a huge reminder. Never take time for granted. The Big Scary Show sends its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Elizabeth Dameron and the Hexed Haunted House and offers up this moment of silence. On a little lighter note, we have this from the Ominous Descent Haunted Attraction in Winter Haven, Florida. This season, we'll be operating an outdoor trail on the property of Winter Haven Moose Lodge. This venue is located in Winter Haven and offers boat access, an outdoor hut with entertainment, food, and a bar. We're excited to share our creative visions and the return of an immersive realism haunted trail once again. With this, we'll be donating a portion of our proceeds to Moose Charities. These charities support kids and adults in need. We're community-oriented and are honored to give back and offer the community another opportunity to see what they've been missing. Thank you to the Winter Haven Moose Lodge. More announcements coming soon. Go to ominousdescent.com for updates and more info. We have this news from the Creepy Woods Haunted Forest in White Marsh, Maryland. From the creative minds behind the legendary Bennett's Curse Haunted House, Creepy Woods Haunted Forest has returned for the 2024 season. Creepy Woods Haunted Forest, one of our most popular haunted attractions in the Mid-Atlantic, is set to be unleashed on thrill seekers in our brand new location at Fernkiss Farm in White Marsh. This highly anticipated return promises to deliver spine-tingling chills and lasting memories unlike any other show in the region. Creepy Woods Haunted Forest will debut two new terrifying attractions, The Woods and The Ruins. Featured on the Travel Channel's America's Scariest Haunted Attractions 4, Making Monsters, The Weather Channel's Top 10 Hallow Screams, Fangoria Magazine, and many more are testament to the exceptional, frightful fun Creepy Woods offers. Now you can see it reborn. Make your plans now and get your tickets today so you can be amongst the special guests to enjoy history in the making. We're also offering combo passes together with our flagship attraction, the legendary Bennett's Curse Haunted House, for even more thrills and located within a 15-minute drive. So make it a night of fright. This fall is only the beginning of what's to come at Creepy Woods Haunted Forest, so we invite you to come and grow with us. For more information, visit their website at creepywoods.com. We have this from Frightmare Farms in Fulton, New York. We're looking for just a few more people to round out this year's crew. Do you have a passion for Halloween? Love the sound of screams echoing through the night? Ready to dress up and scare people this October? Frightmare Farms is expanding and we're looking for new additions to our award-winning corpse crew. Positions available include scare actors, fright attendants, parking staff, and more. You must be 18 years old or older and have a willingness to learn from our Ghoul School and Corpse Crew rehearsals. Be available to work Fridays and Saturdays and one Sunday in October and be responsible, committed, reliable, and flexible. Still interested? Come be a part of the terror that is Frightmare Farms. Get a link to apply at their Facebook page, facebook.com/FrightmareFarmsNY. Staying in New York, we have this from the Western New York Horror Con, an ever-haunt haunted attraction in Angola, New York. Let's announce another WNY Horror Con Horror Icon Series guest coming October 11th and 12th to Western New York at Everhaunt. We're excited to bring the homicidal, suicidal, death-defying maniac ECW hardcore wrestling legend, Sabu. You asked, we responded. Last year in our final year survey, you asked for a wrestling guest. Mission accomplished with bringing in a legend of the ring. Meet and greet tickets will be extremely limited and available on Friday, September 13th at everhaunt.com. Stay tuned for more guests and our headline guest coming soon. We have this from the Wicked World Scareground in Nicholasville, Kentucky. We are hiring. If you've ever wanted to work at a haunted house or just enjoy scaring your friends, join our team of ooky, spooky monsters today. Apply now at 2scary.com. That's the number 2scary.com. We have this from the Cincinnati Fear Fest coming to Williamsburg, Ohio. Introducing the first brand new haunted house at All Hallows Eve Cincinnati Fear Fest. Navigate the lumber mill's labyrinth of narrow walkways and shadowy corners. The sound of the buzzsaw grows louder and the walls seem to close in. Will you uncover the mill's dark history and escape the wrath of its ghostly inhabitants? Or become another victim lost to time? Find out by visiting CincinnatiFearFest.com. Staying in Ohio, we have this from the Mohican Haunted Schoolhouse in Perrysville, Ohio. We are offering discounted pre-season tickets for this season, good for all dates and times for a limited time. Check out our new group rates for this upcoming season. Discounts are automatically applied at checkout. Find out more at MohicanHauntedSchoolhouse.com. Still more Ohio news, this time from the Spooky Ranch at the Rockin' R Ranch in Columbia Station, Ohio. Now hiring for the 2024 season. Make some extra money and have fun working at one of the nation's top haunts and pumpkin patches. Please apply in person Wednesday, September 4th, Thursday, September 5th, Wednesday, September 11th, or Thursday, September 12th, anytime from 5 to 7 p.m. We'll train you to be a top actor. Experience is great, but not required. We're hiring actors, tractor drivers, and parking help. Located at the Rockin' R Ranch, Spooky Ranch, 19066 East River Road in Columbia Station, please bring identification and get more information at SpookyRanch.com. We have this news from The Haunt, haunted attraction, in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Calling all mini monsters, it's Kids Haunt at The Haunt. On October 27th, are you ready for spooktacular fun? This year's Kids Haunt at The Haunt is packed with fangtastic activities just for you. Here's what awaits you. Beautiful face painting, transform into your favorite mythical creature, dragons, princesses, and spooky monsters are all welcome. Trick-or-treating with friendly monsters. Fill your bag with yummy treats from our friendly haunters. No tricks, just treats. A costume contest. Strut your stuff in the most creative costume and win awesome prizes. Not so scary haunts. Explore one of our specially designed attractions filled with playful spooks and friendly frights. Perfect for our little ghouls and goblins. Don't wait. This event sells out fast. Tickets sell out every year, so snag yours today at the-haunt.com/tickets. And let's make this a spooktacular event to remember. We have this news from Monster-Con's Little Horror Con coming to San Antonio, Texas. They're back, They hope to see you at San Antonio's biggest little horror market and entertainment on September 28th and 29th at the Rolling Hills Mall. 2 days of fun, shopping, and entertainment. Spooky attire is encouraged. Bring the kids, bring your friends, and eat some good food and have some good times. Oh, did I mention it's free admission and free parking? The best little horror shopping market around. There's some horrors in that house. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/TXMonsterCon. We have a little bit of news from the DeSoto Asylum in Needles, California. We need 20 actors and helpers or we're not going to be able to have the haunt this year. Last year we posted about a lack of actors and about 50 people joined our group, but now none of them are responding. We're thinking they might be bots or something, so we need actors. Join our Discord and training will begin in September. Find a link to apply at their Facebook page, facebook.com/DeSoto Asylum. We have a little bit of sad news from the J&L Family Haunt in Redwood Valley, California. We are sorry to inform all of you, but this Halloween season, we will be closed. Please keep your eyes out on our website for further updates at cloudy112.wixsite.com/JL Haunted House or follow us on our Facebook page for any and all updates. We have this news on a casting call coming to Los Angeles. This comes via Amma Lee. We're officially casting for a retro Halloween variety show. It's filmed, not live, happening October 12th in Los Angeles, but also if you aren't a local filmmaker, you can send segments in. We're looking for sketches, actors, writers, dancers, magicians, bands, singers. You got a weird talent? We're into it. This is not paid. We are not getting paid or have any way to profit from this. It's going to be free for all to watch on YouTube this holiday season. A lot of great folks are involved. This is just a fun, creative project we want to do with the horror community. If you're interested, please email me. If you're pitching a sketch, please have a script and know that the limitation is shooting on a studio soundstage. Think Saturday Night Live style. Everything is retro 70s Halloween themed. Let's get weird and make some holiday art. Email amalee@gmail.com. We have this news from Midnight Syndicate. We are happy to announce that a new full-length Midnight Syndicate album will be released in 2025. After much discussion, which included input from Legions of the Night members and other fans, a theme has settled upon. While details are forthcoming, we can say that the new album will, quote, venture deep into a world where the lines between fantasy and reality are dangerously blurred, unquote. We can also confirm that another project is currently in development. Fans interested in joining us on this journey with behind-the-scenes content, giveaways, and other exclusive material are encouraged to join the Legions of the Night fan community on Facebook. Link to find out more is on the front page of their website. Get more information and keep up with updates at MidnightSyndicate.com or at Midnight Syndicate on all social media sites. And finally, we have this from the Hauntstrumentalist, Jerry Vane. Jerry Vane has been doing metal instrumental music, a.k.a. Hauntstrumental music, for the haunted attraction industry since 2008. Over 200 haunted attractions have used his music, and many have appeared in commercials, independent films, and radio spots, as well as numerous custom tracks, and of course, on the Big Scary Show. They're also royalty-free for the haunted attraction industry, and you can find them on iTunes, Amazon MP3, and all major download sites, and on his website, jerryvane.com, that's V-A-Y-N-E.com as well. Take a listen, and can you hear the fear? And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News.
Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, as we've been talking many, many times on Big Scary News, one of the things that we love to discuss are upcoming conventions. Lots of horror cons going on all during the year, and that really helps us because that gives us something to talk about. And this one I found out about 2 years ago. I was at another convention, and I met one of the organizers of this show that was telling me about a show that was starting up in 2023 down in Columbia, South Carolina. And I had to check it out and have them on this year to talk about their second season. I want to get into their first, but it is the SC South Carolina Horror Con down in Columbia, South Carolina. Their sequel, their second show, is happening September 14th and 15th at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center in Columbia, South Carolina. I've got Jay Moulton on the line. Jay is one of the owners slash organizers, Big Cheese, whatever you want to call him. Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you? Great introduction.
Oh, we do what we can here to butter up our guests so they'll talk to us for a while. So let's go back to 2023, your very first show down in South Carolina. I know you have had convention experience before, but tell us how it went.
You're correct. I did shows in New England before we moved down here, and I had no desire to do a show, but there was a need. There was no horror convention. So I just scoped out a venue, called the local con, the Soda City Comic Con, who I love, good friends with them, and said, hey, I'm moving into your building. Hope you don't mind. I know you probably don't, but they were great with it, and they've supported us. And then we decided, hey, you know what? Let's just do it, see if it works. Let's pull some of the same friends and people that we had up north, and we'll see if it's going to be a go and if people enjoy. But we went one step further, which was let's just charge very little to get in, because I would like to set a standard down here of inexpensive, family-friendly, affordable shows. And after last year having over 3,500 attendees, ooh, I guess I was not wrong to do that.
That is an excellent price to get in for anybody. So, you know, low prices and high quality entertainment. And now you're back with the sequel. I'm assuming because you did 3,500 people, you probably pulled in enough money to maybe hire another level up as far as guests and everything. Everybody loves coming to horror cons and meeting the celebrities. I'm looking at your website. You've got a slew of them coming in, and some of them are really, really cool.
Yeah, I mean, we're fortunate enough to have made a lot of friends over the years where, you know, luckily I can keep the prices low because the guests aren't killing me with their usual guarantees. Most of them have dropped on us, confidentially negated them, because they heard about the guests last year and their experience and how we treated them. We go above and beyond. We're a mom and pop show. My wife, Natasha, and I own the convention. So we pretty much call the shots here, and we said, you know what, let's put everybody in a suite, let's treat everybody right. Let's treat them like family. They're not used to that, apparently. So we had a bunch of guests this year come see us and email us saying, hey, we'd love to be there. We'd love to check out the show. This person said it was great. I mean, Tiffany Shepis last year is my biggest cheerleader now. I got Felissa Rose, who is, again, you know, her best friend, so she's one of my biggest cheerleaders. They're really the heart and soul, along with the vendors, for this show, because we've got so much going on in the convention. I'm hoping we don't overshadow like the guests or the vendors or anything like that, because we've got a lot of events and a lot of fun happening for a very little price. We kept the prices the same because the guests and everybody else did not kill us on price again.
Very nice. And you're putting everybody in a suite. That's kind of pretty cool. I guess the Motel 6 in Columbia is ruining the day that they didn't invite you to lodge all the guests, but we won't talk about where you're putting them up because that's not our business, right. And we don't want to invite
right.
the stalkers.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like if you've ever been to Mad Monster where everybody's put in a suite. You know, it's that kind of building, that kind of company.
Okay.
So luckily, we get a good rate on a nice hotel, but people are coming to us to work with us, and we work with everybody who wants to be a part of this show. It's really community-based. It's very grassroots. It's very punk, I guess you could say. We're almost the anti-convention, I guess. we just go 20 extra steps in every direction to make sure everything is set, good, happy, attendees are good, et cetera.
Well, you mentioned Tiffany Shepis, and you mentioned Felissa Rose. Who else do you have coming this year?
Well, we've got Felissa Rose. We've got Dave Sheridan, of course. They usually travel as a tandem, as you know.
Indeed.
So we do have Deputy Doofy. We've got Robert Mukes from House of Thousand Corpses.
Great guy. World. Just saw him a couple of weeks ago in Knoxville.
Yeah, he's great. Such a nice dude. He is nicer than he is tall. We also have John Russo, co-creator of Night of Living Dead, a couple authors, A.G. Mock and Dacre Stoker, who's the great-grandnephew of Bram Stoker.
Yes.
We've got a few guests from Nightmare on Elm Street 2. We've got Mark Patton, Kim Myers, and the director, Jack Shoulder, as well as Sylvia Jeffries, who actually lives in South Carolina, who's in Three from Hell and Halloween 2. So we've got a great guest list. And also Gary Vincent, who's an independent film creator. But honestly, the group is so cool. I mean, we've had video calls and stuff, and everybody shows up, and we have fun. So it's become more of a standard of our show to get to know who they are, what they like, just to clear the air before the show. It's kind of a nice thing.
Sounds like it. You know, you treat your guests right when they're coming and taking their time out from maybe filming schedules or something to come out and meet their fans and everything. You definitely want to treat, especially those that may live out in California or New York, and you got to ship them to Columbia of all places and put them up in a hotel and make sure they're fed and make sure they're taken care of. And it sounds like you are just treating these folks like the royalty that they deserve.
Well, honestly, I don't.
Really?
The funny part is I treat them no different than the vendors, the artists, the hotel staff, et cetera.
So you'd put me up in a suite if I came down?
How life works. We're not going to play favorites here.
Okay, well, you can put me up in a suite anytime I come down to cover the show. We'll talk off the air.
I put vendors in suites, too.
We do have a booth. But anyway, you've got some great guests coming in. Everybody loves going out and buying autographs and having photo ops. I'm assuming that most of these guests are going to be doing special photo ops or panel Q&As or things like that.
We will introduce panels in year two. Year one, we didn't do panels because I didn't know if anybody was going to bother showing up. And when they did, I said, all right, we'll have panels next year. So we do have them on panels. We're doing the traditional table selfies as opposed to photo ops. I have found that in years past, the photo ops are very much a scattered waste of time. If we had something, you know, Elvira, okay, we'd have to do photo ops. At this level, they're going to show up in costume at the table and do costume selfies. They're going to do all sorts of things like that. We're going to play it a little bit different. I don't want to charge my attendees for photo ops and for tickets and for autographs. We're going to keep it as inexpensive as possible. So to have an add-on for a selfie, they just will be in costume a couple hours during the day. Should we grow even more and we want to do professional, and the crowd wants professional ops, then sure, we'll look into that. We actually almost did that this year, but when I saw how much they want on top of that and then the photographer and everything else, I can't ask my attendees paying $20 for the weekend in advance for a $120 photo op. It just, the vendors would be killed. And that's what I keep in mind in my show. I do about 30, 40 shows a year. I've been in this business since I was 5. So I've seen what happens when places overcharge for autographs, for photo ops. It kills the vendors, and they're the backbone of our show. No vendors, no show. So I bear that in mind to keep a level playing field with every aspect of the show.
I assume that your
it's responsible.
I'm going to assume that your vendor space is filled right now with everything from artwork and books and, you know, props and Funko Pops and T-shirts and all sorts of cool stuff. Are there any spaces available if I was a vendor and I wanted to come down, or do you have a waiting list right now, or are you actually taking things for next year yet?
My friend, you can ski down our waiting list, and we will be taking vendor applications in about 2 weeks, right before the show. We send out the vendor email this week because it's 2 weeks before the show as of Friday. Our setup is 2 weeks from this Friday, so we will have that in the packet for them. They have X amount of time to claim their spot, and then we let people just, hey, come on in. You want in? Here we go. And this is what they do because we provide an awesome atmosphere. We were sold out in March, and that was humbling. Our vendors are that great. Excellent. They did very well last year, and they had no complaints. So none that I heard, and if any, it was very little like, oh, not enough coffee in the building or something.
That's a terrible problem to have, especially Sunday morning. Good Lord. Because let's talk about some of the events you have, and I'm assuming that there is a Saturday night party of some sort, but what kind of things are you having? I saw on the website that you're having a cosplay contest, you do have an after party going on, and you even have a haunt-related thing going on.
Sure, we have a live haunt. It was, oh my God, last year blew my mind. There was a line all weekend. So Dark Castle from Elgin, South Carolina, they're a professional haunt. They've been around, I believe, 20 years or so.
Long time.
They set up in two rooms, connected rooms, for a haunt experience so people come in, get the crap scared out of them, and go out the other side of the door. So it's a nice add-on to a show that I find is neglected in the horror community, like being together with the haunt community. That's why we have our show in September. We're the kickoff to haunt season. You know, I don't want to step on toes for people that have been here forever when I'm the new guy or, only being here 3 years. So we've got that. We also introduced something new this year that I'm completely proud of. My wife and I put together this extremely great event called Children of the Con. It is a kids program. It's a kids con inside of our convention. So there is a little dance party. There's safety lessons with the firefighters. There's hunting ghosts with the Ghostbusters. There's coloring sheets, mask decorating, bag decorating. And then when they're done with their bags, the kids can go around the convention and trick-or-treat at the vendor booths that participate. And they'll have a little orange pumpkin, H3 pumpkin, on their table if they choose to participate. And so far, we're at 100% participation.
Wow.
So that's something I am so happy about because that's tomorrow's horror fans.
Absolutely.
Those are the kids that will be going in line in a few years, or they'll be wanting to help change the show in a different direction. I love listening to fans. Like, we have horror trivia. That's brand new. We have so many things going on. It's ridiculous. Cosplay. We have panels of all different kinds. Independent filmmaking. A Rob Zombie panel, because I'm a very big Rob Zombie fan, so we usually have one or two Rob Zombie guests. This year we have three. So I'm stoked. I mean, we get a lot of events. The after parties at the Art Bar, which is one of the nicest places you ever want to be, and it's attached to a tattoo place. So we will have tattoos, four bands, you name it. $10 cover for that. But it's going to be a wild time.
It sounds like it, and you're absolutely right. It's the kids are the next generation, so maybe in 10 years they'll be the ones going through the Dark Castle from Elgin's haunt at the SC HorrorCon. Can't argue with that. As far as hotels, do you have a host hotel? Maybe not one that the celebrities are attached to? And if not, what are some of the local hotels? I'm assuming that, do you have a group rate or a block set out for any of these things if someone wants to make a last-second decision and come down?
That is the very tough part. I always tell people, hey, you know what? Forget Columbia Hotels. We've sold out of either us or USC Football sold them all out.
Ugh.
Very few rooms are there. And we're against them last year. We're against them this year. Actually, we sold more Saturday tickets this year so far than anything else. So I guess we're okay. But I tell them Lexington. I live in Lexington. So it's a hop, skip, and a jump. It's about a 15-minute car ride to the convention center. And the hotels are about a fifth of the price. And they're new. And they're nice. They're accommodating and cool. There's a lot of restaurants in the area if you want to be off the beaten path. There are ones in the outskirts of Columbia, too. West Columbia, Irmo. There's a lot of places to stay for a lower price, because once you say football, then the rooms go to $700 apiece, and I just won't ask somebody to pay that.
Yes, University of South Carolina, they kind of like their football down there. It's kind of a thing.
They do. However, I've noticed last year was a bigger game than this year. Last year I was a little nervous about that. However, we are in September. It's always going to be football season. There's enough for everybody. It's much like the convention scene, where you have 50 shows in one state and 30 in another. There's enough for everybody to go around. So with Columbia having 300,000 people, fit 70,000 in the stadium and surrounding areas, we'll get our slice of the pie.
I'm sure. And plus, you know, a lot of haunters and things aren't necessarily as into sports as,
correct,
shall we say, other folks. Those,
correct.
Those people.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm shocked because I've had people come up show after show with USC shirts on. Like, they're like, oh, it's during the game. I'll DVR the game and watch it that night. This only comes once a year. You know, that kind of thing. So, I mean, we do have a dedicated, I call it, my wife calls it a cult following for the show. Because we're always out there. We're at the movie theaters, the grocery stores, the libraries, the conventions, any place that'll have the haunts. We'll be all over the place all year long. We don't stop. I mean, we have, 2 weeks after our show is our next show in Virginia. I have about 2 weeks, and that sounds like a great vacation, but I'm getting my peripherals ready for year three right then and there, so I won't be resting at all.
Excellent. Well, let's do the who, what, where, when, and why here. The South Carolina Horror Con, the sequel, happening September 14th and 15th, so Friday the 13th, make your way down to South Carolina. Maybe there's a haunt or two in the area that's opening that night. I don't know at the moment. At the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center, there's going to be a lot of cool guests, a lot of events. The Children of the Con event is really cool. It sounds like it's going to be a great family-friendly event. Costumes are encouraged. There's a cosplay contest. You do not have to be a professional cosplayer to participate in that, I'm assuming. And you can't forget the after party at the Art Bar. Go get some drinks, go get a tattoo, and I'm sure many shenanigans will follow after that. What am I missing here?
Well, I mean, you did touch on something very interesting right then and there, the cosplay contest. I had a lot of questions, so I'll touch on that real quick. You don't have to, you can make your costume, you can buy your costume. It is designed not for a professional outfit. It is designed just so people have fun. You can be any age. You can be, you know, you can buy stuff. You don't have to have, like, all these special rules where you get to bring the person that made the costume. I've seen that at some shows. I'm like, dude, just come to my show and have fun. It's a safe venue. It's very family-friendly. It's affordable. And we don't really have all these stipulations and rules besides respect each other and have a good time.
So you can bring your Batman and your Captain America and your Deadpool, as well as your Freddy and Jason and Michael, and whatever monster, demon, fairy, crap, monster from hell kind of thing you come up with. It just sounds like everyone's welcome, everybody's inclusive, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, and it's a testament to the people of South Carolina. I mean, last year, I couldn't give that answer because who the heck knows who's shown up. But this show has evolved because of them. I hear things like, hey, would you do horror trivia? Sure, we added that. Would you do this? We added that. And I said, tell you, I'll go one further. I'll add a kids convention because honestly, when you're building a convention, it's not all about the celebrities and the ticket price. It shouldn't be. It doesn't have to be. You know, no show really costs $200 a person. And I'm going to be very honest about that. Do I make less than the average promoter? Oh, I'm sure. You know, by only doing 20 for the weekend in advance and 30 at the door. Of course, but you know what? The unsung heroes of the con, the attendees, the vendors. The vendors are the heart and soul of any convention. Without vendors, man, they pay for your show. That's the brass tacks of it. And if you don't make them, you know, your job is to grow out the crowd. You draw the crowd, but you also have responsibility to not take all the money at the gate or charge for celebrities that much. Like, we're never going to have Robert England. Because I'm not charging people $150 an autograph. And I love the guy. I paid for his autograph. It's just not the show that we will put on. That's for the Mad Monster of the world. Good for them. That's their show. I go there. I set up there. I like their show. But we want to be a little different. We're going to level the playing field and give everybody the opportunity to make money, have fun. And that's all I heard last year is, man, we had a ball and it's one of the best shows we ever did money-wise. I said, well, great, man. Because you're bringing things here that didn't exist before. And so keep bringing it and find your new customers, and they'll appreciate you. And this place is very thankful when you put on a show that everybody can go to and not have to find a sitter, leave the kids at home, spend $200 for a VIP pass, etc. Those shows exist, and that's cool, but we do our thing, man.
And if you're charging $20 or $30 to get in for the day or the weekend or whatever, that's less money that you may get, but that's more money that the customer gets to spend buying an extra autograph, buying something from vendor X, vendor Y, vendor Z. You know, we all have a limited amount of money, and the more you can spread it around the vendors, the happier they are, the happier you are, and everybody comes back next year, and eventually you just keep growing and growing, and you've got your, as you said, cult following, and that's just fantastic.
I mean, I never want to raise the ticket prices. I may have to raise it $5 eventually, but honestly, I want to still be the best deal in town, because I will have proven, you know, for this is my 10th show as a promoter, I'll prove for the 10th time that you don't have to break people to get them to come to your show and have a good time. I think they have a better time when it's like more of a community event where they're, see, I'm teaching people. It's like educating. I have them come in and I say, all right, let's see the wristbands. There you go, man. $20. There you go. And they love it, because then they go, oh, wow, I'm a broke college student, but I can afford this. Or I'm a family of five. I can actually afford this. I can't get a good pizza for $20. You know, so we are educating people throughout all since 2022, because we booked out a year early to promote. That's what I do, is we tell people like, hey, man, there are places that exist that do have celebrities. They have a lot of content. I mean, our content is way more than I've seen at a lot of shows, but I do a lot of them. So you've got to provide enough value for anybody to go, you know what, man, that's so much value and more. I think you're lying about your ticket prices, because that's just too cheap for the show. But we're honest about it. I'd say, you know, it doesn't have to break you. We can all have fun. I'm a vendor too. I'm an artist. So I sell my artwork and I sell the SC merch at the show. I do just fine. But I want everybody to do fine, because you can't be the only person on the island. You got to build a community.
You absolutely create a win-win situation there. For people who are now being convinced that they need to travel down to Columbia, South Carolina during the weekend of the 14th and 15th, come check this out. What are some websites, social media sites where people can get more information, see a list of events, see a list of celebrities, maybe purchase tickets online? Where can they get all that information?
Sure, you can visit schorror.com. That's the best place to buy tickets, merch, etc. There's a ticket link, there's a guest page, there's an event page, there's a home page, there's a call me page. Every email and phone call goes to me and my wife, so we're very accessible. Trust me, I answer my phone 24/7 pretty much at this point. You can also go on social media or on SC Horror Convention on Facebook, underscore horror on Instagram, because apparently the other one already was taken. So we have those socials. We're ready to open our doors in 2.5 weeks, and we're ready to see everybody just rock the place.
Jay Moulton is one of the owners of the SC Horror Con, along with his wife, schorror.com. Check them out on the social medias, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. Jay, I wish you nothing but success. Unfortunately, I'm going to be up in the Midwest doing a Haunt Actors Workshop that weekend, but perhaps next year we can have the Big Scary Show come down and cover the event. We certainly would love the opportunity to do that. We'll talk off the air, of course. But once again, folks, schorror.com. If you're finding yourself somewhere along I-77, I-26, you're passing through, maybe heading down to Charleston, or you're heading up north to go check out the Leaves, stop by and maybe meet a few of your favorite celebrities, buy a few things for Halloween, and have a good spooky time. Thank you, Jay Moulton. My name is Drew Badger for the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.